We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Casey Musgraves will be at Oakland Arena. Go to RadioAlice.com. You have a shot at winning tickets to see her February 19th.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. This year, Fremont Bank and its foundation donated nearly $3 million bucks to our Bay Area communities. Go to FremontBank.com/community to learn more about how they support local nonprofits.
All right.
Okay. So there's a lot to get to here. First thing, just about, you know, the Omicron variant, and there's some good news out there, and there's some, you know, obviously this thing, I don't want to use the term fire, but it's spread fast.
Yep.
And it's been a problem, and it's making a lot of places backslide. So for starters, it's made China very nervous, as they have the entire world headed their way for the Winter Olympics come February 4th through the 20th.
And people are getting there right around now to get settled in on that time zone, to train there.
China's locked down another city. This time, they say they've detected Omicron, and they've shut the place down. So this is the second big shutdown in as many months. But as, you know, the world looks their direction, they're hoping they can put some kind of lid on this and still be able to host the Olympics as they'd like to.
Yeah.
I mean, these countries that bid for this, they put a lot into it.
They certainly do.
And not just money, but, you know, there is that. It's a ton of money.
Absolutely.
And then they have to build a lot of things in order for, you know, I don't know how many events are at the Winter Olympics.
Right.
50? Maybe more?
I have no idea, truthfully. But there are all different categories, and each one of them needs their own rinks or slopes or luge channels.
God, I love that one. That's one of the ones.
Really? You like the luge, huh?
Oh, I love it. I love all the different ones. The single person on their back.
Right.
I think they call that skeleton. And then there's the whole thing is so intense. I like it.
It's like a Canadian one with the brush and the ice.
Curling.
I love curling. It's so bizarre. I'm like, are they affecting that in any way?
Anyway, so.
Sure they are.
I doubt it.
Yeah, no, they believe they are.
All right. Belief is strong.
There's some science behind it, I'm
sure.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sure. Totally true. Scrub.
It's funny, though, that you attribute that specifically to Canada.
I do. It just seems like a Canadian thing. Like they have, you know, that's what they do. They have so much ice. Canadians wear curling. Got it.
Quebec
start.
Makes the news again as we're talking about Canada. If you remember, I told you that they've decided that if you want to get your drinks or your pot, in order to go to those stores, you're going to have to show a vaccine. So they saw an immediate jump in the vaccine
quadrupled,
rate.
Quadrupled, I think you said.
It went from like 1,000 a day to 6,000 a day immediately upon people being told you will not be able to go into the stores to buy alcohol or pot unless you're vaccinated. It's
solid
an end around,
trick.
Right. I mean, you're working the backside there, but it worked. And
sorry
so,
about it, but we really want you to get your vaccine, eh?
Credit to them for finding that. Now they're saying there in Quebec that they plan to impose a health contribution tax if you're not vaccinated.
Ooh,
it's extreme. Good. I'm not trying to say we should go this route here in America or any other country for that matter, but the tax comes as a new wave of coronavirus, the Omicron, is making its way through the world.
Yeah.
And they say if you refuse the jab for non-medical reasons, so obviously if you fear that this is going to make you, the actual vaccine will make you sick or affect some, you know, pre-existing condition, I think you're exempt. But if you don't have that, they're going to charge you. They're saying all of you that are unvaccinated and getting sick, you're maxing out our healthcare system. And so why should the rest of us pay for that when you're the reason?
I'm actually surprised 100% of Canadians haven't just gotten it. They're such amenable people. There's this, oh, what do you need me to? Okay, I'll do it.
His quote is the 10% of the population can't burden the 90%.
Oh,
most of
are
us
they
have
90%?
Gotten it. I don't know.
Well,
that
of course
that's the
they
number.
Are. Right.
But that they're saying that's you know, look, we're not going to pay for that. Yeah. You're going to keep showing up at the hospital and maxing our system out, then you should pay a tax on that. We'll see. I don't know if that's going to hold.
That's actually, it's not.
But,
yeah,
but there's Canada's part
answer
of the story.
To it. Wow. Can you see what their vaccination rate is? Like, it does seem like it, they would
January
be.
As of January 1st, they're 82%.
Oh, they are so good. What good
dang.
People. Can't believe what good people they are. Oh, I wouldn't want to get anyone sick, eh?
Too bad the Olympics aren't being held there, huh?
Oh, you should have them up here in Canada. It's amazing up here.
All anyway,
we have is snow, eh?
And by the
I don't
way,
know how the Olympics
from Scotland.
Are.
Say that again.
I'm sorry,
Ron?
What?
I think curling's from Scotland.
Okay.
No. Sorry.
If you say.
Sorry.
So is golf, apparently.
Sorry about that.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Glory.
Golf
we
is.
Didn't mean
that's
to claim it for our own.
All right. So anyway, that's that. The China's got a lockdown and the Olympics are right around the corner and there's fear with that. And as we're sort of still making our way through this Omicron update, Sonoma County's issued a voluntary stay-at-home order, and they've banned large gatherings in response to Omicron being, look, it's bad. Most of the people I know that have kids are getting notes saying, your kid's been exposed. Your kid's been exposed. Your kid, you know, like it's just.
This one in particular seems like it's everywhere.
It's not nearly as bad as the right. other one. They say it stays up in the nasal area. That's why it spreads so fast. The other one was settling into the lungs, which was causing way a lot of problems at the yeah. hospital level. Like they were seeing way too many people crowd the ERs. So, oh, did you finish the morning show?
I did finish the morning show. So
speaking of crowded ERs.
They are definitely doing a third season, right?
They have to.
I love that show. This
yeah,
is
really
the
good.
Morning show is it's the Jen Aniston Reese Witherspoon show. It's on Apple TV, which if you don't have Apple TV, you should get it just for Ted Lasso. But side bonus, the morning show is great. Like it's and you're right, you kind of suspend disbelief a little bit in there, but the documentary needs to be talked about. The you know, obviously what happens on the morning show, what Corey said to Bradley in the last couple minutes.
I mean, just crazy.
Yeah. Plus her other relationship. Like, what?
Right.
I was like, oh, no, there's not enough time for them to wrap all this up. Oh, there's another season coming. Can't wait.
Right. No, I like it, too. The morning show on Apple TV, everyone. It's pretty good. Okay, so, and I brought that up because they're actually covering the
yes.
pandemic on the TV show as
it's happening
it's just
around
starting.
Them, and they're in New
right.
York, so it's mm-hmm. a whole thing.
Okay, so let's see. So Sonoma County has said that they don't want gatherings indoors of 50, and they don't want gatherings outside of more than 100 people.
And so does that mean all the restaurants are shutting down? Like, what is...
They say here, stay at home as much as possible for the next 30 days and limit interactions with those outside of your immediate household. It doesn't say anything about The county's banned indoor gatherings of more than 50 people and outdoor gatherings of more than 100. And right. and they've asked residents to stay home. I don't see anything here about restaurants, but the
those feel like gatherings to me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, maybe they just have to limit and go back a step or two to keeping good space between
right,
people.
And right.
I mean, I went out with our boss to lunch, I don't know, 4 weeks ago now, 3 weeks? I don't know when.
Before vacation, right?
I don't remember. And I could look on my calendar, but it'll just slow the story down. Either way, we were sitting at a table across from each other in a restaurant, and they'd originally seated another couple one table away. I don't know for what reason the couple decided they didn't want that table, but they ended up right next to us. And I thought, wow, crunch.
Oh.
Why? Why did you just move? I don't get it. And at the time, it was, you know, we were eating and I was with our boss. I didn't want to have a cow.
Make a scene. Right.
So I took a sip of my soda and moved on with my life.
That is weird, though. I would be like, is there nowhere else you can sit?
Yeah.
Like the table you were at before. Have you heard of coronavirus?
Well, it's that whole, you know why restaurants do what they do. They've got wait staff working a section.
Yeah.
And they don't want to spread you out all over the place when this person handles this spot or whatever.
Right.
But I did feel like there's a lot of empty spaces here. I'm looking around. You could have put them, you know, 40 feet from us.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them to be next to us like this. Anyway, I don't know what they're doing in Sonoma as far as restaurants go, but they are changing the, they've got a voluntary stay-at-home order and banning large gatherings because Omicron has been for real. Now, here's the good news, if you're ready.
I'm ready for good news. I love good news.
The Omicron variant could be headed for a rapid drop in the U.S. and Britain, scientists say. They say this thing's going to burn out. It's burning hot and fast and will disappear just as quickly. And that is the great news. And they say that it's already happened in South Africa, that it came on and is already disappearing. So this is really, really positive news. And maybe you have seen this note going around by a doctor. Let me get it here. Edward Ryan, MD, the director of International Infectious Diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital. Have you seen this note?
I haven't. Go ahead.
Okay. Apparently, he was on a call and someone took these notes. So these are notes from this infectious disease doctor at Mass Gen, and I was sent this, and it's good news, so I was really encouraged, but I also went, I need to check this out. And so I went, I put his name in, and up pops a message from the hospital saying, those notes are true, but they're out of context.
Oh.
And so while we don't want to discourage, you know, so there's a whole thing going on with how these notes made it and went viral.
Oh.
But here's
well,
where
we're... It's a mystery.
It's a trip. It's okay. But Edward Ryan, MD, Director of International Infectious Diseases at Mass Gen, was apparently on a call. Someone took these notes, put them out, and they've gone viral.
Okay.
Close to 100% of the positive cases in Massachusetts now are Omicron. Delta's almost completely gone from New England. The surge is going to peak in the next couple weeks and then begin a quick downhill journey of 2 to 4 weeks.
Mm.
So you see that and you go, oh my gosh, can I plan a spring vacation? Hey, can we plan summer vacations? Is this possible?
It's possible. So how do they know which variant you have?
Omicron lives in your nose and upper respiratory area, which is what makes it so contagious. It isn't able to bond with your lungs like other variants. So this one, while super contagious, not as bad. Does feel more like a cold than the others. We know that we keep hearing people say, it's just a bad cold. And yet
could
there's
be
other
Omicron
people in the hospital dying.
Right.
So it's hard to take that. Anyway, there's a list of things this person had written, and it's out there, and it is from this doctor, but the hospital has also said these are just notes from
a person. It actually says spring and summer will be really nice.
Yes. It ends on that. Like, this doctor is saying this variant is on its way out already, and we should be looking good as we head into spring and summer. So while I wanted to tell you that without having any kind of pause,
mm-hmm.
the hospital itself has said, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hang on now.
We know what's out there, and that, yes, that's our doctor, but don't be so hasty.
These are just comments that are floating around and not necessarily confirmed or, and as right. you said, out of context.
But I like hearing that, don't you? I mean,
very much so.
Let's hope that there's some truth to that. That this thing's going to burn out here in the next couple weeks.
Goodbye.
The Olympics will go well.
Oh, it's going to be perfect.
And our spring and summer plans will also be nice. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things you guys sent us. 707 says, Sarah, you need to watch The Sex Lives of College Girls
on
HBO.
I'm already watching it.
It's so good and funny. Great casting. Great. Mindy Kaling is a genius. All her shows are amazing.
Yeah, I'm watching it. I'm maybe two or three episodes deep in it. You know who's the reason I'm watching it? Because I am this shallow. Timothée Chalamet's sister is in it. She's one of, I was like, oh, Timothée Chalamet's sister acts. I started watching. I'm like, this is funny.
I'm happy you're watching it. It's really funny.
It's good.
Better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
do you relate to it, Coco?
A little bit. There's some instances where I'm like, that's so college. And just this generation, it's really good. I recommend it. You should watch it too, Vinny.
Well, I'm kind of interested. I had a girlfriend that had just, a girl that I went with for many years was fresh out of college. And occasionally I would hear about her history and it would horrify me. And I would, you know, have to drink heavily in order to deal with that. But anyway, I the adventures of a girl in college. Is that what that's about? For real?
Yeah. And it's about these four girls and they're completely different. And,
okay.
And you just kind of go on their journeys and it's basically just reflecting what college is like nowadays. It's over dramatic. Like there's some parties where I'm like, that doesn't happen. But I think you would like it. Just the acting and Timothée Chalamet's sister is really good. Her awkwardness, just I feel like that's me sometimes.
Oh,
she's so awkward. That's a good word for it.
Well, the girl that I was with wasn't someone who was getting into trouble, but she did have times where she said F it, and she also had times where she was like, oh, this is going to be a fun story to tell, let's see what happens. And I would just be like listening through my covered eyes, like, oh God, I don't want to know what happens here. All right, keep going. What? You know that?
Yeah, I don't know if you know how hearing works, but
I don't. Clearly,
covering your eyes doesn't help with that.
If I didn't already give our text number 800-400-3697, 408 says, I love when you guys have V on. Good. Then yeah, you're gonna like today's show because she's on later today.
We'll do trivia with her on the main show, and then we'll take her over to the secret show with us.
Yay!
Boop.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
The 2022 Oscars and the new Dexter.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.